Right, we are about to speak with the first British-born rookie to score in the NHL for 22 years. Did you know that, Brendan Perlini?
I just found that out, actually, last night after it happened. Yeah, I didn't know that before.
Yeah, Kevin Brown being the last one. So 22 years. Well, for those who are new to this, here's a young man that we've been speaking to for quite a few years on this program, but the first time we're speaking to him as a fully-fledged NHL player with Arizona. So how you doing, and how was the week for you?
It was crazy. It was definitely unbelievable for myself and my family. You know, it's something that it really only happens. You get to cherish it, you know, one time. And playing my first game last Monday was just a treat, and you know, unbelievable to get the call up and stuff, and have obviously most of my family, my mom and dad and brother, all there. It was really exciting. And then last night, getting to score my first goal was you know, another unbelievable feeling. It's pretty hard to describe, but yeah, it's quite a crazy week.
Well, let's take you back a week then. The circumstances behind your call-up, because you were playing for Tucson in the AHL, which is the affiliate team for Arizona. When did you get the call, and how did you react to that call?
We were actually on a road trip out in California. We had played San Diego, Bakersfield, and Ontario. So we just finished a road trip, and we were flying back the Sunday morning. And I got a call about 10 minutes before we were about to get on our flight on the way back, and we were flying. We had a stop in Vegas before we flew back to Tucson. And yeah, I just got a call about 10 minutes before I stepped on the flight. And unfortunately, I had to go along with my travel back to Tucson and then fly from there to Columbus where we were playing. But nonetheless, it was an unbelievable experience to play the first game, and one I'll always remember.
Yeah, what do you always remember? And also, when are you up against one of your big buddies on the opposition side?
Yeah, Zach Werenski. I played with him for a good 3-4 years in minor hockey over in Detroit. And, you know, just kind of played against him after that as well. And we've been, you know, best buddies for a long time. So it's pretty cool now. You know, especially my first game, get to play against one of your best friends, you know, on the NHL is really surreal. So it was definitely a lot of fun.
So how many nerves, how much of a jingle jangle was it going on the ice for the first time in the NHL, playing on that third line for Arizona?
You know what, I wasn't as nervous as I thought it would be. But I think I felt really comfortable, to be honest, out there. And moving on from the start, the guys were all really nice to me, you know, trying to help me out the best they could and stuff. And in our practice in the morning and stuff. And yeah, I think that's the one thing, you know, going in when you don't really know many of the guys and stuff. You know, you're not sure, you know, how to act around them, this and that. And, you know, when they're really nice to you, make you feel comfortable, that definitely helps a lot.
You mentioned that a lot of your family were there. Your brother is brilliant. He's like the Steven Spielberg of ice hockey filming, either stills photography or video photography. He was working pretty hard to capture every moment of that day.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty funny because, you know, he's a pro professional player too. And it was kind of lucky that I had the game at the start of the week on a Monday, because, you know, usually in his league, they play pretty much from Thursday and on the weekend. So it was kind of lucky he had an off day, and he was able, his coach let him fly in to watch the game. And yeah, just like I said before, you know, you only play your first game once, so it was awesome to have everyone there supporting me.
I just wonder whether there's actually more pressure because the family are there than actually the fact that the cameras are there and you're playing in the NHL for the first time. Because obviously you want to pretty much do your best for them as well.
Yeah, I mean, you get so used to playing in front of your family, right? It's not, you know, you don't really think about it when you get out there. I think it was just more the fact that, you know, it was a very different feeling I had from the start of the year at training camp when you're trying to make the team, whereas now I felt like you know, I had played well enough. I was leading the American League in scoring. So I felt like I really earned the chance to get called up. And, you know, I had a lot of confidence. And that's why I think ultimately I wasn't really too nervous at all.
Give me an idea on the ice how much quicker the pace of the game is from the AHL to the NHL.
Yeah, I've talked to a couple of people over this. The pace is, for me anyway, I'm a fast player. Like, that's my style, is a lot of speed. It's relatively similar to the AHL. There's not too much difference. I think physicality-wise, in the American League, a lot of guys kind of run around, putting themselves out of position, trying to hit guys. And in the NHL, they just don't do that because, you know, if guys run out of position, next thing you know, they get one chance, it's in the back of your net, and they score. Mm-hmm. So in the NHL compared to the American League, I would say the NHL is like a chess match. Everyone is in the right position and always doing the right things, and one slip up, and that's when someone scores.
Now, you've done this quite a lot already for American and Canadian TV, but for the benefit of your friends and your followers in the UK, describe your first NHL goal. I've seen it a few times. It's pretty spectacular.
Yeah, it was a nice little play. We had just finished a power play. I think there was about 5 seconds left. It was just winding down, and the puck kind of was just coming around the boards in the corner, and our captain, Shane Doan, picked it up, and I was just in the middle in the slot, just in front of the net, and was calling for it. He made a nice play just over to me, and I caught it on my backhand and just got it off my stick quick, off my forehand. And luckily, it was quick enough to beat the goalie. So, yeah.
Luckily. What's all this luckily business? There was no luck in that. In fact, it was described here as a lethal shot. By one of the things I'm reading here, a lethal shot. So it doesn't sound like lucky to me.
I mean, it's one of those ones. Practice so much, you know. That's almost a muscle memory shot. So sometimes they go in, sometimes they don't. You know.
You've got a match very soon, or a game very shortly, against the Toronto Maple Leafs, which, of course, your father played with distinction a few years ago now. So what's it going to mean to you when you go back to Toronto, which is basically the team that your dad supported and pretty much all your family supported, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. I believe it's Thursday we play them.
Yeah.
He's going to make the trip down. Him and my mom will come to Toronto and watch the game. And I think it'll be great for him more than me, to be honest, to go back and just kind of see everyone. I don't think he's been back in, you know, 25, 30 years. So I'm sure he'll be excited to be, you know, back in the rink around Toronto. And, yeah, really kind of soak up the experience that his son is getting to play in the NHL there.
It's been great looking at the pictures that your dad's put up on social media of how you started and those early training sessions in Guildford. So does that seem a world away now, or do you still remember those mornings?
A bit of both. Time has gone so quick. I do remember those a lot. You know, I remember all the days I lived in England like it was yesterday. But, yeah, it's crazy. I've, you know, talked to a lot of my friends from back over there, and it seems like yesterday I was playing over there, and now, you know, playing in the NHL. Time goes so fast. But the main thing, you know, out of all this is, you know, hopefully kids can look up, you know, to someone like myself or someone like my dad and say, you know, they were over in England and played in the NHL and stuff. And hopefully it grows the game a little bit more over that way.
You've got a few things that you need to aim for now. Obviously, there'll be loads of stats, and you mentioned how what you were doing in the AHL. You've obviously got a much bigger pool of things to do now in the NHL. But here's a stat that I was looking at earlier on. It's not a particularly good one. It's one that you can certainly overcome. It says, of 69 British-born players, and you're number 69, only 25 British-born players have played more than 50 or more games in the NHL. It's quite...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that stat. Hopefully we'll play a lot more than that. That's the plan.
Well,
anyway.
You played four now, so that's a pretty good start.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I mean, you've got a long season now. I mean, we're not even halfway. It's pretty much the early stage of the season. Now, you're obviously hoping that you're not going to be going back to the AHL now, that the NHL is pretty much where you're going to stay until May.
Yeah, I mean, I would hope so. I'm just going to really just been taking it day by day and try not to get too ahead of myself and, each day try and get better at something out on the ice and out in practice. And that's kind of been my whole attitude towards, life is just trying to get better at something every day and try and make the most out of it. So hopefully if I keep doing that and keep improving at the rate I am, can stay here and not only, play with the guys, but be an impactful player.
And a quick word about your veteran goaltender, because I think you got all the plaudits from the game that took place on Saturday, but he had an outstanding game too.
Yeah, he was awesome. I don't think we would have had a chance if we didn't have him in net. He's been like the last couple of games we've played, he's played exactly like that as well. He's been outstanding. So hopefully, we got a couple of games coming up tomorrow in Pittsburgh and Tuesday in Detroit, so hopefully, it can be the same thing and get a couple wins.
Well, let's hope so, and let's hope that you rack up the points, and then we'll talk to you again when you've got 10, 20, 30 NHL goals under your belt, and it's not too far away. Come on.
Yeah, let's hope so.